Thailand's PM urges more support for casino resorts. Thailand's Prime Minister, Pathumthorn Shinawat, has tasked lawmakers from her Phiu Thai party with explaining the national benefits of allowing tourism resorts that include casinos, referred to locally as entertainment complexes, to the public. Phiu Thai is a major player in the country's ruling coalition. Shinawat's remarks were reported by The Nation on Tuesday after a cabinet meeting held outside the capital in Nakhon Phanom province, near the border with Laos. She is calling for lawmakers to spread awareness of the advantages of the proposed policy. Quote, "This project involves foreign private sector investment, from which the government will be able to collect taxes, benefiting the country as a whole. Moreover, it will create employment opportunities through various activities, such as concert organization, which in turn will lead to increased tax revenue." Pathumthorn Shinawat, Thailand Prime Minister. Huge economic benefits of casino resorts. According to Maybank Securities, Thailand, PCL, casino resorts in Thailand could conservatively generate annual revenue of 278 billion Thai bahts, $8.33 billion United States dollars, which would make the country the fourth largest market in Asia. The investment firm also said that the proposed 17% tax rate on gross gaming revenue is competitive compared to rates in other Asian markets such as Singapore, Malaysia, the Philippines, and Macau. Shinawat also discussed the policy with coalition leaders and urged them to communicate the bill's economic benefits to the public, while acknowledging that each party should choose how best to present the issue. Opposition continues to entertainment complex bill. However, the proposal has not been without opposition. In early April, the Prachachit Party, a smaller coalition partner with a strong base in the Muslim-majority southern provinces, issued a statement opposing the core ideas of the bill. Around the same time, public protests against the casino initiative took place. The Bhumjaithai Party, another key coalition member, also showed internal dissent. Its secretary-general initially vowed to oppose the bill under any circumstances, though the party later clarified he was expressing a personal view. On April 8, Shinawat requested a delay in the parliamentary reading of the entertainment complex bill due to more pressing government matters. Despite recent tensions, the main coalition parties maintain that there is no internal rift over Thai casino plans. When speaking about concerns about the bill's progress, Shinawat said that there is still time before the next parliamentary session opens in which to make progress. She said that she believes the bill could be of great national benefit. Some political analysts have cautioned that the timeline may still be too tight to get the bill passed and licenses issued before the current government's term ends in May 2027.